Hello, scuba divers. Welcome to our first episode of The Nautilus, a deep sea podcast. I'm Carson Bollinger, and these are my co-hosts.
I'm Madison Pine.
I'm Evelyn Ciano.
I'm Gabby Osmers.
And today we'll be diving into all the mysteries that lie beneath the surface of Earth's waters. And there's a lot of mysteries down there. But first, our intro. Wonderful. Maya, take it away.
Thanks, Carson. Yes, while the ocean is one of the biggest global mysteries, it is no mystery that without our waters, we probably wouldn't even be sitting here today. In fact, all of the elements of our Earth, the ocean is a hard one to miss. It plays a major role in our ecosystem and our lives, whether we know it or not. The ocean takes up over 70% of our planet and harbors 99% of all living species. The ocean dictates the weather and the temperature of the Earth's surface and provides resources for just about every organism on the planet.
It's great that you pointed that out, Maya, but Carson is not wrong. Did you know that despite our complete reliance on the massive element, it still remains one of our biggest mysteries in our entire ecosystem? Unlike Earth's surface, which is almost entirely explored thanks to new technology, the ocean remains a secret. As the year 2000, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Association reports that a staggering 95% of the ocean is still undiscovered, as long with 99% of the ocean floor.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is.
A large part of that has to do with the fact that it is very tedious, difficult, and highly expensive investment. Scientists must make in order to explore these fast currents, since the deep sea's environment is too dark, cold, pressurized for human explorers. Most expeditions must be executed by carefully designed, remotely operated vehicles or ROVs. These robots must be sent into the sea and manned separately by a team of experts from a vessel onto the surface. This opens up the door to a particularly pricey and frustrating process. One ROV, for instance, sent out by a crew to conduct a simple survey on the line of pipes can cost up to $50 million. Thus, thanks to its docile and complicated environment, most of the ocean's deep remains unexplored to this day.
Correct. However, despite our lack of access to deep sea life, scientists have managed to map out the ocean's depths into 5 zones. 1, the sunlight zone, 2, the twilight zone, 3, the midnight zone, 4, the abyss, and 5, the trenches. In this podcast, we will examine and define these 5 substantial zones and put into perspective exactly how much or how little we really know about the world beneath the surface.
Let's start at the beginning, 0 feet below sea level, where we can see the ocean shore. Here's the beach. There are maybe people surfing, kids building sandcastles, and a light breeze flapping sails in the distance. Here, seagulls cry, seaweed drifts to shore, and amphibians, creatures that can only live in both water and land, such as crabs and sea lions, sometimes make an appearance. Here at the Earth's surface, the pressure is 14.7 pounds per square inch, and there is direct sunlight, surface temperature, and terrestrial life. But let's go a little deeper and enter the very first zone that runs from 0 to 656 feet below sea level. We have now entered the sunlight zone, also called the epipelagic zone, or the oceanic zone. Very much what it sounds like, the sunlight zone is the most well-lit range of the ocean, absorbing enough of the sun's rays to allow photosynthesis to occur. The light and heat here is plentiful, and the pressure here is low enough for human exploration. As we go deeper and deeper, however, the strain upon the body becomes greater and through a process called hydrostatic pressure. At just 4 feet below, we must equalize our eardrums to avoid rupturing them from water pressure. At 100 feet, the size of human lungs reduces to a third of their size, making it difficult to breathe. 80 feet deeper, and any further exploration is impossible without the aid of a special diving suit. Let's go deeper, to 150 feet below sea level where, due to ample sunlight, colorful coral reefs and kelp forests thrive. In this layer of the sea exists thousands of familiar species, with fish, coral, lobsters, clams, starfish, seahorses, sponges, and sea turtles and dolphins, to name just a few. The sunlight zone nurtures most warm-blooded creatures, like oxygen-breathing mammals and bony fish, due to the area's low pressure, as well as the heat and light levels that drop in the deeper zones. As one dives deeper from 180 feet to 200 feet and so on, the once vibrant colors of the coral reefs become more and more monochromatic. However, it is not the colors that are changing, but the murkiness of the water, caused by plankton and diatoms. These microscopic species scatter sunlight, causing colors to gradually disappear from the naked eye. First to disappear is the color red, then orange, then yellow, then green, and then blue. At the end of the sunlight zone, 656 feet below sea level, almost all remnants of sunlight are gone, and we now enter the area called the Twilight Zone.
Oh, I love the Twilight Zone. From the depth of 656 feet lies the ocean's Twilight Zone, also known as the Mesopogenic Layer, or the Midwater Zone. This era is historically ridden with the human physician of the ocean deep. At 770 feet, the USS Triton became the first submarine to circumnavigate the Earth in 1960. At the end, at 831 feet, the deepest free dive in history was recorded. Down at the deadly pressure, 26 times greater than the surface. Anywhere past the 2,400 feet mark lies the remains of post-World War II nuclear attack submarines whose hulls employed after diving past the danger zone. The Twilight Zone starts where there is 1% indicate light, and the end will there is none at the sea level of navigation, 3,281 feet. This massive zone is occupied by some of the most strange and abnormal life forms, including the Bristol mouth, the wolf eel, and the blobber fish, the swordfish. All creatures which pose a much more sickly and bizarre appearance than their epileptic neighbors.
The Midnight Zone, also known as the Bathypelagic Layer or the Dark Zone, is night in line, stretching from 3,000 to 281 feet to 12,000. Pressure here is 5,858 pounds for every square inch. For perspective, imagine a 1-inch cube weighing a total of 5 fully grown horses. The Midnight Zone is so deep that the pressure is only inhabitable to certain adaptations of organisms. Hence the name. This is the point in the ocean where it can sunlight no longer reach. As a result, most animals in this area are either red, black in color. Although the Midnight Zone is deprived of sunlight, the sea life here are still capable of observing visible light, and large array of creatures can still thrive here. For instance, some forms of whales, such as the sperm whale, descend to the zone for food at 7,500 feet. A particular species of shrimp thrive near scalding hot underwater volcanoes that provide hydrothermal vents up to 800 degrees Fahrenheit to combat temperatures just above freezing.
And finally, at 13,124 feet to 19,686 feet, we enter the abyss, also referred to as the abyssal or abyssopelagic zone. This area, which makes up roughly 80% of the ocean and 75% of the seafloor, can be found at a temperature near freezing. Due to its high pressure and low heat, most invertebrates can live in this zone, such as sea stars and squids, as well as other creatures like the anglerfish. On the ocean basin of the abyss lies the final layer called the hadal-pelagic zone, also called the hadal zone or the trenches. This zone earns its name due to the large cavities in the ocean basin, spanning from 19,686 feet to 30,100 feet. Coined as the term the trenches, just east of Japan's Marina Islands lies the Marina Trench, the ocean's deepest trench and the deepest point on Earth. This trench goes about as far from the surface as planes fly at 30,201 feet below sea level. Many have tried to venture this trench, including director James Cameron at a depth of 35,756 feet in Deep Sea Challenger mission. And so, as technology improves and oceanic interest expands, who knows what mysteries we'll one day find waiting for us, lurking and wandering aimlessly beneath the ocean's vast and mystifying deep.
That's beautiful. But what are we still doing down here? Let's go back up to the surface for some oxygen.
Right, going back up.
You never know what you'll find in the oceans of our planet, so be careful. We hope you enjoyed our first episode.
Well, see you next time.